Radio.
A few years ago, I think about 2 or 3 years ago, the church celebrated the year of Paul. And at the time when I was looking at some of the scriptures that Paul wrote, I often thought that if Paul could ever get a second job, I think it would have been writing technical manuals. Because he could be clear and concise when he needed to be, and he never minced his words. Just as a manual tells you how to use a particular appliance or gadget, Paul tells us clearly how to take hold of the new life that Jesus has won for us. It's as simple as 1 + 1 = 2. Look to heaven, put off the old self, and put on the new self. He even gives real life examples of what the old self looks like so that we can identify it and deal with it. It's just like the illustrations in a user's manual. Well, if Paul's so clear, why are we so confused? Why are we so muddled? Why do we find it hard to put into practice what he lays out in such step-by-step detail? We want to do good, we know that. We want to overcome our old lives. But why don't we ever get very far? One answer might be that it takes time. We can't afford to think our sin and all the temptation will go away overnight. That's why God has given us the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation, as well as the spiritual nourishment of the Eucharist. We need all the mercy we can get, and we sorely need the strength, comfort, and grace that come from receiving Jesus in his body and blood. But there's also another answer, I think. Paul was so clear because he spoke out of his own experiences. His clarity did not come only from deep theology or intellectual inquiry. It was also forged in his own experience of the spiritual battle that he had within himself. If we follow Paul's lead and take up the battle ourselves, we will be transformed over time. We will discover the power of the Holy Spirit encouraging us, strengthening us, cheering us on, and convincing us more and more of God's love for each one of us. That will make us clear about the gospel as well, and so ready to share it with everyone that we meet. Lord, we yield to you today. We want to follow the example of all your saints and enter into the spiritual battle. So come, Holy Spirit, and clothe us in the armor of God. We so want to be like Jesus. Amen.
Radio.org.au